Why is it that you've decided to come digging for fossils?
We're on a holiday, the boys wanted to see Dinosaur Trail and check out dinosaurs because they're into dinosaurs, and fossils are part of that, so they're right here trying to find the next greatest find, because that's what they're after. They want to name something, as everybody does.
What's on your bucket list? For young brothers Xavier and Jaron Burton, it's quite simple. They want to dig up a dinosaur. And they're definitely in the right spot to do it. Hello, I'm Natalie Fernbach. The Melbourne-based Burton family have made the long trip to northwest Queensland to dig for prehistoric fossils in the tiny outback town of Richmond. And how's the digging been so far this morning?
Hard and slow, especially in the cold winter that they have up here. But for us, it's hot. It's why we're digging in the shade. But, there's plenty here to find. Plenty of little stuff. No big stuff yet.
The boys and their dad, Trevor, have joined in Richmond's annual Big Dig, a two-week fossil dig run by the town's Kronosaurus Corner Museum. They mightn't have found anything big themselves yet, but they're helping the museum unearth one of its finds. It's an ichthyosaur, a prehistoric marine reptile with a dolphin-like nose and lots of teeth. It's so big, museum curator Michelle Johnston and her team need some help to get it out of the ground.
This ichthyosaur that we've jacketed up, it was actually found by a member of the public last year, and I needed a band of assistants to give me a hand. It was too big to pull out with just a couple of people. So it was a significant find, and it will eventually make its way into the museum, into the exhibits here.
This year, 17 people signed up for the Big Dig. They're all keen to pursue an interest in paleontology here on Queensland's Dinosaur Trail. Hayden Geraldine hails from Melbourne.
For me, it's a story. I'm not one of these people that collects fossils. I do have a few there for Mum. G'day, Mum. But more about the story of the animal, how it got there, why it's preserved, what sort of sediments there are, what was the environment at the time. So it's not just getting the big fossil out. There are many thousands, maybe millions of microfossils associated with the big fossils that start to paint the whole story.
What's it feel like? You're unearthing a creature that's been under rock for 100 million years, and this is the first time it's touching the oxygen since then. You're the first human to see it. What's that feel like?
It's a privilege, to tell you the truth. And when you see this animal in its final resting place, you not just look at the bones and say, oh, look at that, some bones. You're thinking of the ichthyosaurus that was swimming through the ancient seas, chasing the belemnites and chasing the fish, and just being an ichthy. And looking out for the Kronosaurus, of course, because he's a bit of a big beast. But all of those sorts of things were really interesting to me.
Also beating the Melbourne cold is Alicia Napolitano.
It's just a hobby, an interest that I've had for a very long time, so I thought I'd spend a week digging in Richmond, and it's been very fruitful. So fascinating, just everything about history fascinates me, and this just seemed really interesting, a great opportunity to get out and see a bit of the country as well. And my family was very supportive, and my kids are very excited hearing about all my finds, so yeah, just something enjoyable to do and get away from the grind in Melbourne.
Yes, and the weather.
And the weather.
And do you feel like you've scratched your itch in terms of digging things out of the ground?
I think I've just scratched the surface. Yeah, it's very addictive and it's fun, and yeah, you just want to keep going and never stop, basically. So yeah, I'll probably be back.
This year, fossil finding conditions are very good in the Richmond district. In a cruel twist, the ongoing drought that's plagued the area for years means the fossils themselves are easier to find. That's good news for Michelle Johnston and the museum, but not for the graziers who run cattle in the area.
So, unfortunately, as everybody knows, we've got drought conditions out here. And whilst that's pretty devastating for the graziers, it's actually pretty exciting for us paleontologists. Because with the black soil that we've got, it moves the limestone nodules up to the surface. In the drought, all of the grass dies down, so the graziers, when they're out checking the water or checking the fences, these limestone nodules are a lot more visible, which leads them to potentially finding fossils in those nodules.
There is some benefit, though, for landholders who have fossils found on their property.
So if a grazier finds a fossil that's significant and donates it to the museum through the Cultural Gifts Program, we can assist them to get a tax benefit or tax break to the value of the fossil. We're happy because we get a beautiful specimen, and the grazier is happy because they get to have a tax benefit in some really, really tough times.
100 million years ago, the town of Richmond was about 40 kilometres under Australia's inland sea. As a result, marine fossils of all shapes and sizes can be found under pretty much any patch of dirt in the area. Michelle Johnston from the Kronosaurus Corner Museum is convinced there are still big fossils out there, like the ichthyosaur, just waiting to be discovered.
They've got to be out there somewhere. We've found Kronosaurus skulls, partial skulls as well as the larger specimens. We've got partial pterosaur skulls, and we've had one elasmosaur skull found just down the road at Maxwellton, 50 k's west of here. So they're around. I think it's a numbers game. The more we look, the more chance we have of finding it.